Our gospel lesson today is from Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David, for my daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away. She keeps shouting after us." Jesus answers, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." Jesus answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." And she says, "Yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And instantly her daughter was healed. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, may the meditations of our hearts and of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. Be with us, Lord. Be with us, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen. So have you ever known a mom with a really sick child who's trying to get help and healing for that child? Have you ever been that mom? If you know that situation, you know that nothing is going to come between that mom getting help for her kid. Nothing. There's a great movie called Miracles from Heaven, and in it, Jennifer Garner is a mom with a little girl who's in constant pain, and no one can tell her why. She takes her to doctors and specialists and hospitals. And when she receives no as an answer, she persists. In one scene, she shows up to a doctor's office who did not give her an appointment and just waits. She waits until they finally see her. And finally, after all of her persistence, they diagnose her daughter with a rare and potentially fatal disorder. That's this mom. This Canaanite woman is a mom with a sick child. She says that her daughter is tormented by a demon. And while we may not know exactly what that means, we can assume and we can know that this kid is in misery. And so is this mother, or she wouldn't be chasing down Jesus and refusing to take no for an answer. She's a mom with a mission. Nothing is going to stand in her way, but there's a problem. Jesus, the healer, the rabbi, the Messiah, he ignores her. Literally ignores her and her request. So she starts using some mom savvy language. She knows who she's talking to, so she says, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David." That's a smart move on her part. Jesus, he doesn't answer her after that. Then the disciples say, "Send her away. She's just shouting after us." Finally, Jesus says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And remember, this is a Gentile, a Canaanite woman. Well, him saying that is not going to heal her daughter. So then she gets really desperate. She kneels down at his feet and she begs. Remember, this is a mom with a sick child. "Lord, help me," she says. And incredibly, Jesus does not help her. He says, it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Wait a minute. Did he just compare her to a dog? Oh, yes, he did. But she doesn't give up even after that insult. Yes, Lord, she says, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. That's when all her strength and persistence pays off. Jesus is amazed by her. Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And instantly her daughter is healed. Now there's a lot going on in this story. Jesus, for one, seems to be having a pretty bad day. In fact, I would say he's acting kind of like a jerk, to be honest. Some commentators say that he's acting this way because he's testing this woman. He's testing her strength and her persistence and her faith. But what if this is about something bigger than Jesus just doing this test on a desperate woman who's probably living with no sleep and a lot of anxiety? What if this story is about something bigger? What if it's about speaking up for those who cannot? What if it's about helping those in need who cannot help themselves? What if it's about advocating for those who need an advocate? That's what this mom is for her daughter. And what if this is a call for all of us to act like her? To speak up and keep on speaking up. And what if the other thing that's so big happening in this story is that Jesus is actually persuaded by her? What if he changes his mind in this conversation? Now, some people would say, oh no, Jesus is fully divine. He doesn't change his mind. But Jesus is also fully human. And we see all throughout the scriptures when he is moved with compassion and even righteous anger. So if Jesus changes his mind as a result of this woman's persistence, what does that mean for us? I think it's great news. And what changes his mind? Is it just that he's tired of hearing from her and wants her to go away? Or is it her persistence? Her strength? Is it her humility to advocate for her daughter, to get down and kneel and beg before him? And is it her unwillingness to be ignored? Is it all of those things? This story reminds me of another story in Luke 18 about a widow who persists in getting justice from an unjust judge. And she just keeps pounding on his door night after night looking for justice. And Jesus tells the parable to encourage his followers to be persistent in prayer. What if Jesus has a lot of respect for people who persist, for people who speak up, for those who are humble enough to care more for others than for themselves? In fact, the gospel shows us that he urges his own followers to that kind of life, that life of persistence, of strength, of determination, of humility, of standing up for those who have been left out. There's a great children's book called She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World. And in that book, each page is a profile about a different woman, like Harriet Tubman or Ruby Bridges, Helen Keller, Nellie Bly, and more. All women who persisted in doing what was right against all odds. It makes me wonder, how much do we do that? How much do we persist? How much do we stand up for those without a voice? How do we speak up and humbly seek what is good and right for those who need it? Do we persist even when God seems to be silent? This week, Jill Duffield, the editor of Presbyterian Outlook magazine, asked another question. We've all heard the WWJD, what would Jesus do? Well, she asks, WWTCWD, what would the Canaanite woman do? What would this mom do in this day and time? She would speak up for those without a voice, those in need, those who are left out, those who are left behind. Do we do that? Are we doing that? For whom are we speaking up today? And where are we showing that kind of persistence in helping others? This is not an easy question. It's one thing to seek help for our own sick child, but I think the story is bigger than that, don't you? The story is a bigger story. What if this story is about speaking up for someone you don't even know? Maybe someone from a different race, or gender, or class. Isn't she our role model for doing that too? The easy way out is to say, well, those people's problems don't concern me. It doesn't have to do with my group. They can just take care of themselves. But friends, nothing could be further from following Jesus Christ. Jesus brought help and hope to all people, especially those who were marginalized, those who were left out, those who were left behind. People like the lepers, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the women. And if we are to follow in Jesus' footsteps, aren't we called to do the same thing that he did in our lives today? And if we find ourselves in our mind having lots and lots of excuses, aren't we called to be like Jesus in this story and have our minds changed? What would that take in your life? Maybe we think we aren't called to any kind of activism or change or advocacy, but think about it like your sick child or a neighbor or someone that you know. And think about all the people who are being mistreated today. The list is so long. And if the people you're thinking about are of a different color or gender or class, are we really going to say, no, that's not my problem? Can we live with ourselves if we do that? We are surrounded by a nation that is reeling from racial injustice, from economic injustice. People are not being treated fairly, and not everyone has a seat at the table where decisions are made. So what will we do? Will we step up? Will we speak up? Will we stand up? And like the Canaanite woman, will we persist in doing so, acting on behalf of others with the same tenacity as a mother seeking help for her sick child? My prayer is that we will do just that. Because you see, all of us have a sphere of influence. All of us, no matter who we are, what we do, how old or young we are, or where we find ourselves, we all have a sphere of influence, and people who look to us as a role model. The question is, what kind of role model will we be? Maybe we need to ask the question, what would the Canaanite woman do? I believe that's our good news of the gospel today. What would she do? She would persist in seeking help for anyone and everyone in need. May we do just that. And for the courage and strength it takes to do that, let all God's people say together, Amen.